Hey everybody, Connie in the building.
Clyde in the motherfucking building. I'm so glad the motherfucking podcast worked out, man. Well, she been on my bum by this damn podcast about 2 hours.
You can't even understand what you're saying because you.
Man, they definitely can understand what I'm saying. This that southern slang.
Slang, hey, that boy.
Yeah.
Anyways, the topic of today that we're going to talk about is
Nas X. Nas X and what he's been riding on the Old Town Road.
Ew. It's made me feel sick.
No, I'm just saying, hey, yo, he is pretty sick, you know what I'm saying? Musically and other aspects.
He wasn't even teasing about musically, but he sure would listen to that Old Town Road, though.
Yeah, I mean, because
I want to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to
I like the record. Like the record, man. Don't get me wrong. I ain't no hater, bitch. Salute to, you know, the music part of it. But, bro, you don't just sell 10 million copies of your song and then come out and tell the world that you're fucking a queer, bro.
Hey, don't call him a queer.
Okay, excuse. Well, you are homosexual. You don't tell the world that after you done made 10 million people click, you give people an option whether they want to vibe with that. You know, some folks, you know what I'm saying? Just like ain't nothing against straight folk, I mean gay folk, but what about the straight folks?
Don't
we get an option or a choice or something?
I know that, but he just came out because he wanted to reveal his true self.
Why? He should have revealed from jump straight. Don't wait till you sell 10 million records and then talking about you gay. Man, it's crazy, man.
It's crazy because when he first made his song, he actually made it on his phone. And it's crazy how his song did numbers and how he came up with the concept. I think that was a brilliant idea also.
Well, that's pretty brilliant. I can't knock the business savvy, the business sense, but yeah. I just can't get over that other little speed bump, you know what I mean?
It's not a speed bump. It's not a speed bump. It's definitely not a speed bump. I don't judge people, you know. I don't judge him. But I think he did. Judging. He could have said that earlier.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Like, get
he
a
said
people.
You don't judge him. He's called
you can't
queer.
Just force, like, your sexuality on people, whether you're straight, gay, whatever the case.
He wanted people to judge. I get it. He wanted people to judge his music without judging him.
Okay, but, like, what about the rest of your career?
You probably don't need to have a rescue. He got he's straight for the rest of his life.
He's straight for life, all that. He bought the beat for, like, $50. And then he made it on the phone, so you do the math.
Hey, it's crazy how the reaction that his song got from everyone. When we first heard the song, we was at a club in Tennessee. And the whole club went crazy when the song came on. And I really didn't even know the song. I really didn't listen to it or nothing because I heard everyone talking about it. I was like, man, I ain't going to listen to it. Then I actually listened to it in the club. And I was like, oh, shit, this shit slid hard. And I started playing that shit all the time. I started putting it on my IG story because I slid foot with it because I'm from the country. And it had a country vibe, but it still had, like, you know, the urban vibe to it, too.
Yeah, you know, it's just crazy to see music, you know, blend culture like that. You know what I'm saying? Cause I seen black folk, white folk, Asian folk, them folk was slapping drunk, and them folk were going up together, you know what I'm saying? So that kind of like, you know what I mean, the beauty of music, you know what I'm saying? And the qualities that it possesses to bring people together like that, merge culture. So I think that was like cool about the record, but yeah, buddy. Yeah, you know, man. You know.
Hey, that's crazy. But
yeah, it's crazy. He comes out to my he's a whole. That's just crazy, man.
Well,
that's crazy. I won't be listening no more Nas X songs.
He said that. He said that too. He was like, I know a lot of people might not listen to me anymore, but I don't care.
Yeah, bro. Cause it ain't even about you being gay, bro. It's about the fact that. Like, you gotta, this just not something you just slide in on people, bro. Especially, you know, music, it builds relationships that are personal. You know what I'm saying? As an artist, you should know that. If you making strategic moves and all that, you got to know, like, people are dealing with. Then, like, think of all the kids, bro. Like, all the kids your song affected. Not saying that, you know, being gay is wrong or nothing like that. But what I'm saying is, you know what I mean? You gotta think about the yeah, for the gay community, it's probably like, woohoo. But, you know what I mean? What about all the kids that you might steer in that direction? So that's something to be mindful of, too. You know what I'm saying? Being that you have titled yourself an influencer and all this whole stuff like this. You know what I'm saying? You on the forefront. Now it's like everybody going to think it's cool to be gay because, like, one of the most popular children's songs is written by a gay dude. Like, come on, man. Like I said, I ain't got nothing against gay people or nothing like that.
There's nothing.
Don't get me wrong. Mind. You know what I'm saying? I had nothing against gay people or nothing like that. But
you say you don't got nothing against gay people, but you slick contradicting yourself.
I'm not contradicting myself. I'm not contradicting. I'm just saying, bro, think about, like, certain shit, bro. Like, if you know your song affect kids and shit, bro, leave that certain shit you keep to yourself, bro. Like, that's your own business, bro. Like, you admitting you was gay and, like, telling people the world you was gay, like, you're not going to benefit nothing from that. But think about all the, you know what I'm saying, corruption. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. Look, because he know people wasn't going to listen to him no more. He waited till he hit diamond.
And ain't even people.
Because he know he's straight.
It ain't even people not listening to you on some, like, oh, he gay, ain't listen to him no more. It's like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
We don't know what's the real you.
We had it with Nah, yeah, you just flip flopped on us. And then,
is that
is that really you? The fuck is, you know what I'm saying? And then, not only that, it's like, damn, all the people that got kids that, like, looked up to you and shit, like.
Our parents going to make their kids
because none of my, you know what I'm saying? Because that might influence their child. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just ain't feeling that. But you know what I'm saying? You know, that's neither here nor there. But like I said, you just got to think about the impact. Like, I think some things you just better kept to yourself, bro. And, you know, me personally, bro, I would just kept that to myself. You know what I'm saying? And, like, let it come out. I wouldn't have announced it. That just be something, like, certain things you should just let people. Yeah, you should let people assume certain things, you know what I'm saying, for, like, the being asked. But you know you got, like, probably 5 million out of them 10 million clicks on all these streams and stuff from kids, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, you know what I mean?
Well,
God bless America.
Congrats.
You know, congratulations on 10 million copies sold and diamond and all that shit.
You're good for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
If you smart about it, which I think you were smart about it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Best wishes to you, Nas X.
I did like the song Panini, but.
What's Panini?
That's that little song he got, the new little song, but fuck.
No,
that.
Let me find out. He don't have just one song.
Oh, man. And the Panini is a song about, like, it's kind of like a sexual song.
I'm done.
Just like fucking Frank Ocean. We got a Frank Ocean 2.0. Gonna fool the
Frank
world.
X.
Yeah, Frank X. He need to change his name to Frank X or Ocean X. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I need to do a collabo tape and spread the love with the gay
shit.
Okay,
please. No more about it, please.
You know, that's crazy, bro.
Well,
all the women in the world, bro, and you choose a dude. But, hey, you know, to each his own, my boy. You know what I'm saying? So,
well,
you take your horse on the old town road. We know he got somebody on the back of his horse with him. Big old, I bet big. You know, all the cowboys.
Please, no more.
All the cowboys, they swole, too. Oh, big.
Well,
it's crazy.
This was our first podcast, our first episode, and it was about Nas X. And we definitely will have more coming. If you have any suggestions of ideas or topics that you want us to hear, you want us to talk about, or that you want to hear, just let us know.
And show us some love, for real, man.
We
will start doing our late night couples podcast, couples, and we'll be talking about love, sex, and relationships on a late night for couples, you know what I'm saying? So, y'all tune in for that, you know what I mean? And we got a little thing.
Connie.
Clyde, we checking in, checking out.
Rap couple. Southside Nose on Two Tone.
Hey.
Your dick.
Your dick.